How do you use the term Sabbath?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means Sunday for us.
What?
Sabbath?
Yeah.
It means Sunday itself.
Okay. Now you notice I'm asking you these things because we're near the end of the interview, and I, even if you'll do this just to be patient. The informant will do this to be patient. You see, otherwise you would do this at the beginning of the interview to take a walk in the beginning. What are the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right, and the count up to 15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
The number after 19?
20.
Through 26?
21, 22, 23.
No, the number after 26.
Oh, 27.
The number after 29.
30.
The number after 99.
100.
And the next, with a comma?
Oh, 1,000.
And then another comma?
A million.
Right. Okay, now the ordinal numbers.
For first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me some local, that's all of that foolishness. Now I want you to tell me some local, the names of some local towns around Salt Lake City.
There's, let's see, Sandy, Sugar House, Draper, Midvale, Ogden, Provo, Heber, what else? Kearns.
You consider Provo being near. How far is Provo?
It's 40 miles.
And how far is
Ogden?
Ogden.
It's 40.
Okay. We're both due north?
Provo's due south, Ogden due north.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Is there another town? There's another, what's Logan?
Logan.
Yeah, where's that?
It's about 100 miles north.
North, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, Logan. Logan is more northeast?
Yeah, a little.
Okay.
It's where Utah State is.
All right. Where's the University of Utah?
In Salt Lake.
All right.
BYU's in Provo, and Weber State's in Ogden.
Yeah. How is it that, that's funny, I think it'd be the other way around, that, what is Provo?
How big?
Yeah. What is it? Is it?
It's about, with Orem, it's about 120,000, 130,000. Actually, the University of Utah started out as the University of Deseret, started in 1850. I guess it's the oldest university west of the Mississippi.
Is that private?
It started out as the church school.
Uh-huh.
And then they saw that that would, was going to have to be the state university. Would have to lose its religious ties, so
Okay. That's
when they started BYU.
What's Deseret mean?
That was the name they chose for this. It's a Book of Mormon term. It means honeybee.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that, for some reason, they thought bees were rather industrious animals. So
mm-hmm. I see, and that was, and that remained until, and that was just, that just turned into the.
That's what they applied for statehood in 1848 under the name of the State of Deseret.
Well,
and since it wasn't right. Part of normal American speech, they refused them on that ground that no one knew what Deseret meant.
And then, but is BYU a private school?
Yes.
All right, and that's supported by the church?
Yes.
All right, but University of Utah now is public, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so is Utah State and Weber State.
Weber State. Yeah, Weber State, I didn't know that was in... They have some surprisingly good teams.
Yeah, right? That's in Weber County, that's where.
Yeah, I see, yeah. How about, just name the Rocky Mountain states for me. This is for pronunciation. And when you ask this, by the way, in an interview, you know, what states are around here, and just kind of direct them in north and south direction. But you don't. This is something else that can be mistaken as a geography lesson. When you just want to get.